This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ripped.
NASCAR.
Four-time Cup champion, Jeff Gordon.
I definitely know where you're coming from, and that's what it really truly takes.
IndyCar.
She's the newest IndyCar Series winner, Danica Patrick.
I know. Yeah, let's do it.
Formula One.
From the driver's perspective, David Hobbs.
To not have a race in North America, to me, is frankly appalling.
Sports cars.
He's been unstoppable in the factory Corvettes, Johnny O'Connell.
It's very cool to be talking to you this time all the way from Le Mans, France.
And NHRA drag racing.
NHRA funny car champ, John Force.
Big money, all the money here. It's just a race everybody wants to win.
WFO Radio is Total Motorsports.
Bring it on.
Fasten your seatbelts. Fire up the ignition. And drop the hammer. Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of WFO Radio Ignition. I'm Joe Costello, and if you are new to the show, if you just clicked the link for the very first time on Facebook, on Twitter, on Tumblr, on Flickr, on LinkedIn, on SoundCloud, I'm listing things that we are not even on, just in case somebody shared the link. Welcome to you, first-time listener. What are you listening to? It's a motorsports show. We get together each week, talk about stuff that happened. And we'll be doing it for just about an hour. You're working. You're in a cubicle. You're driving a truck. You're hanging out in a doctor's office. You ain't got nothing to do. Why don't you just hang out and listen for a little while, see if you like it. There you go. That is the first-time listener speech for this Wednesday, 10/22/2014. And before we go any further, let's bring on Giovanni in Miami, the cohort of the program.
Well, all right.
Well, all right. And this is going to be an interesting show because there is so much going on. Obviously, Talladega and Brad Keselowski going to take center stage as we discuss everything that went on. One of the three drivers that had their back against the wall was able to convert, and that was Brad K. He got the job done. He said, welcome to the party, and he got the job done. That is dramatic stuff. That's a big moment. That's what it's all about. Now, very often, first-time listener, here's how it goes. We've got a very large, vast, worldwide audience of people that listen to this show every week. There are a couple of shows that we do. We do our NHRA show called NHRA Nitro. Big NHRA breaking news here today. If you go into the clip section, you can hear the audio of John Force telling the story of how his team has imploded. Jimmy Prock, his crew chief that was with him last year during the countdown, and this year he is 36 points out of the lead with two races to go, was going to resign at the conclusion of the season to join another unnamed team. And John basically said, if you're going to resign at the end of the season, it's better if you resign now because I am selling hopes and dreams to people right now. And I don't want anybody to think that I missold or sold them a bill of goods. There's a lot to unpack there. The audio is available on the front page of WFOradio.com. I could paraphrase. I could tell you, hey, John said this, or you could just go listen, which is much better because there's a whole host of reporters asking questions about it. I was just rolling and recording. But the bottom line is another owner called John. Hey, John, just to be straight with you, I'm talking to some of your guys. John goes to Jimmy. Jimmy, I hear someone's talking to some of my guys. Is it you? Are you going to be here next year? I'm working with sponsors. Jimmy says, I'm leaving at the end of the year. John says, better just resign now because I don't want to sell somebody that I can't deliver on. Bobby Bennett from Competition Plus asks, is he the only one? John says, no, there are others, and they're working out who the others are. And he used the word disbanded, his team disbanded. Not Robert Height's team, not Courtney Force's team, not Brittany Force's team, John's team, the championship team from 2013. And that he is going to have to put together a team for next weekend in Vegas. So this is big, dramatic NHRA-related news. This is huge. There's a lot of things to think about. I don't know how much there is to talk about other than what I just said. There is one other thing that you can allow your mind to ponder. Where is Jimmy Prok going? Who was it? And I run down the list of potential people and allow myself to fantasize about certain situations, and there's only so many choices.
Well, that's logical. It's kind of like even in NASCAR, if a guy says he's leaving to another top-tier team, well, how many top-tier teams are there?
Right, he's not going to the Miami Dolphins.
That's for sure.
Right, and just like this, Jimmy Prok is not going to Roger Penske or Rick Hendrick because they don't run in NHRA. Who does? Don Schumacher does. Okay, there's one.
And not only that, who runs funny cars? Like, he's clearly not going to go to...
Well, Alan Abi had a funny car once. I threw Alan Johnson in the list of fantasy potential situations. If you were going to make an investment in NHRA and go to John Force Racing and try to steal Jimmy Prok away, you have to be well-funded. So who are you? You're Don Schumacher. You're Connie Coletta. Or you're Alan Johnson. With Sheikh Khaled Al Thani. And anybody else?
Not unless...
Nitro John goes, Terry McMillan make a move, which was a joke, obviously.
Right, but it's also a top fuel team.
Well, right. Not that Jimmy Prok is not capable of that.
I guess we hadn't considered that. He might be moving to a top fuel team, but probably not.
Probably not. It's probably the obvious thing.
Isn't that the way it usually is?
Yes. Occam's razor. The most obvious explanation is usually the explanation.
Oh, I just use a Gillette. One
yes.
of those blue ones.
One of the blue ones disposable?
Yep.
Low rent. Come on, man. You don't have one of those 58 blades. That's not true. You had the one that vibrated.
I did. I used to have it, and then it kind of died on me, and then I went to...
They sold you a bill of goods. Speaking of
Pretty
selling
much.
You a bill of goods of the
Pretty
vibrating
much.
Razor, and never again. You just went with the... Regular Bic.
It's not a Bic.
Two
it's
blades.
A Gillette, and it's got a...
How many blades?
I really don't know. It's got at least two. Might have three.
Listen, man, it's 2014. You have to have at least three blades on
your
razor.
I only shave, but most twice a week.
It's not about that. It's about staying up with technology. It's like having...
Look, I went over that. They wanted, 2 weeks' pay for a box of razors.
That's true. You got to get them at Costco.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Costco razors. I got these great Costco razors. Triple blades, adjustable head,
Oh, I had that
ridiculous.
One. I don't know what happened to it, though. I don't know. So then the next time I went to Costco, they got the big Gillette disposable ones on sale. They were with a big $10 off. So I was like, oh, dude, that's a year's supply for me. It brought 20 razors.
Absolutely. You stock up on those.
No, I need one box.
So you don't
that's
use
a whole
the,
year's supply.
Remington microscreen, then.
I've never actually used one of those things. I've always wanted one, and when I was young, I said I was going to buy one, but I've never had a need for one of those.
I don't like them. I've had the Norelco, the one with the three. Yeah, that's how
Isn't
I got
that
started.
The guy that used to own the Patriots?
No, that's the Remington microscreen.
Oh, okay.
Closest a blade or your money back. And first-time listener, this is a perfect example of how the show can just go off the rails at any time. And this, believe it or not, this is one of the reasons people listen. I know. Crazy stuff. And yet, it is true. So that's the breaking news, John Force Racing. I suggest you listen to the audio, you share the audio, you spread it around the internet. And on NHRA Nitro next week, we will try our best to get to the bottom of some of these questions. Maybe somebody that is totally new to the sport that we've never heard of is, you just never know. So we'll see. We'll see how it all works out. But for John Force to have his team basically implode two races out, that's big, big news.
That's bad news.
It is also bad news. I think about that moment where you have to decide, we have to make decisions. It's like Stryker, you're too low. You'll have to decide. John Force, he had to decide. Do I ask for the resignation right now? Or do I keep it quiet, hush, hush, and run to the end of the year and try to win the title? And that is the real question. What do you do? You could tell your sponsors, look, Jimmy Prock, he's not going to be here. But we won the title, and we are the champions, and we get to be the champion in defending champion in 2015. Got the number one on the window. Those are all big things that are worth something, that have some sort of value. Or do you just blow it up?
Look, not knowing what really goes on, I would like, my opinion is that you hang on, and the way John's been running, you get another championship, and you become 17-time champ, right? 17?
Yep. Yeah.
And I mean, it's tough just to say that. I mean, it makes me wonder if it's even right when you say that number. It's so
well,
big. But nonetheless, you become the 17-time champ, and you can sell that. Like, hey, no matter who comes here, no matter who my crew chief is, I'm still John Force. I'm still winning championships. It was Jimmy Prock. It was Austin Coyle.
It was Neff.
We've been switching, trying to find a perfect combination for all teams. So it doesn't really matter who it is. You got the Force here.
And that's just me.
But I can also understand.
And that's what he said. He said that if you listen to the audio, he said that. It's must listen to audio, folks.
But
hearing John.
I do also understand that sometimes guys in John's position and guys like John, they do get caught with that bit like of bitterness and ego and like, whoa, wait a minute. You're leaving? Well, you know, just get the hell out of here now.
All the time.
So.
Or.
But I think that's one of those times when you just got to, you know, think big picture and just, you know.
But also, what about trade secrets? What about information? Don't you want to get that person out of your organization as soon as possible so that if you develop something next week that they don't have it?
Well, that's definitely what happens in corporate America. They just walk you to
security. You're escorted out.
Security escorts you out the door, and they'll give you whatever they feel you
should
have
back. Nobody asked that question on the presser. Was Jimmy Prock escorted from the premises with security? Was he allowed to pack up
his... That would have been a good one.
Well, that is... I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying that because you brought up corporate America, and that's how they do, yo. Know what I'm saying? That's the way I understand. And not
completely.
Just corporate America. Like, crummy little AM radio stations that I have worked at.
Well, that's corporate. The crummy stations that we worked at were owned by big corporations is what we kind of failed to realize.
Not that big.
Well, it wasn't Clear Channel, but it was still like
On the stock exchange.
They own more than one station. They own a handful of stations all over the place.
So you gotta get your security goons and put them around the kid in a cubicle and make him fill up his box. We'll fill your box of bobbleheads for you. You will come with us now and we will escort you out the door. And they escort him out the door and then the doors close and your stuff shows up in the mail.
Possibly. Yeah. Or it doesn't.
Or it doesn't. Or your stuff is gone through and stolen by your former employer. Because that's how it is. So you bring that craziness up. And, hey, it's an interesting story. We're going to be on it. We're going to follow along. And who knows where it will go. One final note on that story.
Can I just ask you really quick? Jimmy Prock used to be Heights.
Well, they switched.
Year, right?
They switched in the middle
switch
of last
early?
Year. Jimmy
okay.
Prock goes all the way back to Joe Amato with championships.
No, I understand that, but I just wanted to say, was it early this year or early or in the middle of last year that
last
they changed?
Year.
Okay, it was mid last year.
That they swapped.
Right, that they swapped crew chiefs.
And Prock went on a run with Force. Force won the title. And Mike Neff is a genius, too, though.
Yeah, no.
They're going to be fine. They're going to be
fine.
No,
we're not taking anything away from Mike Neff. I mean, we've seen him win as a driver, as a tuner, as everything. The guy is great.
How does Mike Neff not know everything that Jimmy Prock knows and vice versa?
Exactly.
Right. And Jimmy Prock is a nice guy, great guy. You can't blame him for making a decision about his personal economy. John has spent all year talking very openly and publicly about chasing corporate America, and we don't know what's going to happen. And certainly that you would have to say that their team people were feeling a little bit of pressure. And if the opportunity presents itself, let's pretend it's one of the people, Don Schumacher or Connie Coletta. Let's pretend it's one of those guys. And there's financial security promised for 2015 and beyond, say 3 years. You know, sometimes you've got to do what you got to do. And so, again, this is going to be a story that we're going to watch. One final note. It might have been easier for John to make that decision, having just won the championship last year and having Courtney within striking distance of the points. because he is not out of it by any means. If Courtney wins, he wins. If Courtney wins, some could argue he wins bigger. And Matt Hagen, who has been really, really good over the past 4 years, achieved a championship, came in second a couple of times, last year got beaten by Force, is capable of greatness, but is also capable of smoking the tires first round in Vegas. Like, that could happen. So, this just throws everything into chaos in Funny Car.
And, right, with two races to go.
I know.
I was going to say in the middle of their championship run, but it's actually closer to the end.
Draw the analogy to NASCAR. Try your best to create the analogy to NASCAR. I was a little disappointed. Everybody knows I love NHRA drag racing, and obviously I work with them as an announcer at many events. But this is a huge story. It is a giant mammoth story. Let's try to come up with a quid. Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus? Because that's different because
yeah.
They've only won championships with one another. So
maybe
that's
Gordon? Like if Jeff Gordon got a new crew chief right now in the middle of his championship hunt with there's four races
sure.
to go, I guess?
Yes. John Force, Jeff Gordon, they're on the same level.
Somewhat.
As big as it gets.
Right. And Jeff Gordon has won with multiple crew chiefs. He's had to deal with multiple crew chiefs throughout his career.
So Jeff Gordon, all of a sudden,
right now, like next week,
his crew chief is leaving and they part ways immediately, right during the playoffs.
I'll give you the perfect one because he's leaving at the end of the year anyway. Dale Jr. If Stevie LaTarte showed up next week and in the middle of, you know, after this race at Martinsville and they said, no, I'm going to quit now instead of running these last three races. And Junior had not been eliminated last week. Let's say he was still in the run and running as well as he had throughout the whole season. It'd be like that. It'd be like one of the guys in the hunt. Oh, well, John is actually leading the points.
Second.
Oh, okay, second.
Hagen is leading. John is 36 out. But look,
it is
huge. It is tremendous. I'm thinking it happened at 2 o'clock today. We put out the link. We tweeted. Everybody tweeted like crazy. We're doing the show now. But it's not in places it should be yet. Raymond Beadle, NHRA champ 3 times in Funny Car and NASCAR owner for Rusty Wallace in his only championship in the Kodiak Pontiac. You remember that car, the white one? I actually rooted for that car. I love that car. Pontiac and a drag racer going into NASCAR and, you know, whooped up. Goes out there, wins the title. Passed away earlier this week. We had Don the Snake on Nitro. I don't know that a lot of people, how many people listen to Nitro on this show, but if you don't, you should check out the Snake. He was great. And very interesting to hear him talk about Beetle going into NASCAR. Very interesting stuff. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into results, obviously, from the Dega. Great race. Not if you're a Dale Jr. fan like I am. My driver has been eliminated.
Yeah, I only got one thing to say about that.
Oh, really?
Welcome to the party.
Yeah, welcome to the party. Right, Tony Stewart. We have all kinds of stuff to get into. The WFO Fantasy League. The WFO Fantasy League is probably the most competitive thing. Before we go any further, since everyone's wanting to hear about the Fantasy League, Giovanni, when you walked into the studio today, you were faced with the WFO Fantasy League trophy.
The Colossus.
You are the third person that is in the WFO League, other than me, to witness it in person. Please give me your best possible description in a moment. You're going to have to stall for a minute because I've got to come up with some sort of appropriate music for the WFO trophy. But the Money Man, Mrs. Money Man, and they got to see it basically taken out of the box. They saw the unveiling of the trophy. So they were number 2 and number 3. First was me, I guess, and we're the only ones in the league. And then it was you. So you walk in the door, you see the trophy, and what happens?
It's a bad mama jamma of a trophy. It's out of control. It's even more stunning in person than the pictures. That's it. I'm not going to say anything else.
That's it?
That's it. That's it's great. It's awesome.
It's as good as it gets.
It's good.
It's the best thing going today.
Yep.
Woo! Yeah, I got to say, folks, Tom Patsis and the folks at Cold Hard Art did us proud. And someone will be on the trophy just how many races from now?
Four.
Four races from now. And we will give the fantasy results.
It's not going to be me.
In a coming segment. The WFO Fantasy League Trophy.
Woo!
On display on our Facebook page, on the website. The names of every championship team. And Rich and Saugus must totally hate me because last week I kept going, did Rich and Saugus win? Did he really win a And yes, he was like the 2010 WFO Fantasy League champion. Rich and Saugus.
So he did win.
That's coming from the statistician of all statisticians, the Dirty Hippies. So yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, Rich. In Saugus. Hey. I'm sorry. So there you go. All right, let's get into the Talladega results. In our sport, when I say our sport, I mean racing. In racing, you do not really have fourth and 10 with the game on the line. You don't really have bottom of the ninth, two out, two on, down by a run. You don't really have that too often, or you didn't. To have that, you would have had to have, like, so many things would have to have occurred. For instance, in NHRA drag racing, Tony Schumacher, the run. You have to win the round, set a record to beat Doug Coletta. He wins the round, sets the record. There it is. That's the bottom of the ninth moment. And he did it, and it's called the run, as in there was only one run that has ever happened that was like that, that someone did it, the run, as opposed to bottom of the ninth, two out, or fourth and 10, or even the
buzzer. Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, buzzer beater. See, Hail Mary to me implies a little bit of luck.
Yes and no.
Hail Mary, it's a prayer. A Hail Mary is a prayer. This is not a prayer. This is Brad going out there and just winning. Just hitting a home run. So that's why I go to the walk-off home run. Because that's not going to happen through luck. Whereas the Hail Mary, this guy bats it in the air and they catch it. And the prayers are answered. Oh, my gosh, it's a miracle.
No, but the comeback victory, the two-minute drill with the clock running out, down by four. You have to score a touchdown kind of thing.
Facing elimination, back against the wall, win or go home. And Brad Keselowski gets the job done. And we should have known this is the kind of guy. On probation, after getting in the scuffle the week before, this guy just does it all. They are the best right now. For the past couple of years, Brad won the title. Brad could very well win the title. And we have got a real raging debate about, clearly Jimmy is the best, aggregate total numbers. Jimmy, Jeff, but Brad K, as far as who's hot right now, who's the guy right now, if Brad wins this title, you're going to have to make that argument. That's two out of three. And is a magnet for attention. He's the opposite of boring. He doesn't give the politically correct corporate answer. He just goes, WFO. And the guy gets the job done. Very exciting. Brad Keselowski wins the race, nearly $300,000. Big, big moves at the end. Nobody helping him. Alone. Kenseth eventually came up, but in that scrum at the end where him
Well, he's
and
not
Newman,
the only one. Jimmy was all alone. No one helped Jimmy. He was out on that outside lane, and he had nowhere to go but back.
And Dale Jr. as well, until he got punted out of the way by Greg Biffle. And Biffle was on the nose of somebody else, though. But anyway, none of that matters. We'll talk about Jimmy and Dale Jr. at some point, less important on the program. But right now, Brad Keselowski, what did he have to say?
What a day. I'm not really sure where to start, but I guess I can just kind of recap the day for you guys. But we knew we had to win, obviously, coming into this week and this day. And when the weekend started, I thought we had the opportunity to do that. We had very, very fast cars at Daytona and Talladega here in the past three restrictor plate races, and really didn't get any of the results we thought we're capable of. You know, in the back of my mind, those three races that we had so much speed at and no results to show for it made me feel like we were due. And I told everybody, you know, well, not everybody, but I told Roger and Ford and guys like Paul and my spotter, Joey Meyer, that I felt we were going to win today because of that.
And they won. Simple as that. And what else does Brad Kay have to say?
We certainly didn't just get handed this race today. We had the incident early in the race. And, you know, from there it was about finding the track position, making the right moves, finding the right lanes. And I thought we were in good shape, having run top five, top ten most of the race. And sure enough, on that green flag pit cycle, the yellow came out and kind of trapped us behind a lot of cars we were going to be in front of. And we ended up restarting 16th or something like that with 10 to go. And that felt like a death sentence in itself. But we kept our composure. I worked really well with my teammates, Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney, and made kind of the perfect move that nobody ever sees when they think about these races. We made kind of the perfect move together to go from 16th to 2nd with, I think, in three or four laps there. That put us in position to really capitalize on the last two yellows. And from there, we did just that. So we positioned ourselves well with great teamwork, executed the restarts kind of off those lessons learned from Daytona. And, you know, from there, it was all about that last lap and choosing the lanes wisely to be able to block the cars that had runs. And all that came together perfectly. So, you know, I kind of feel like Hannibal here. I love when a plan comes together. But it just everything... Everything just felt right today, and we're here as winners because of that.
He means Hannibal from the A-Team, not Hannibal Lecter.
Just, I love when a plan comes together.
Just want you to know that. Did you separate that already?
I love when a plan comes together.
Well, that is just genius. Like Hannibal. See, I always was a...
Hannibal Smith.
Yeah, exactly. Be great to have the A-Team music up, but I don't. So there you have it. Brad Keselowski does it. He goes to the big stage in the big moment. He comes up in the bottom of the ninth facing elimination in the...
That's as cool as it gets. I mean, we have never experienced this before in NASCAR.
First time. So is there anyone out there who doesn't think the system is good, doesn't work?
Now, oh, I'm sure there are.
Well, of course there are. There are people who don't believe that we went to the moon. They think that the moon landing was fake and that it was done in a sound studio. There are people that believe all kinds of things. But we're talking about the...
Rational people.
Right, rational people. Now, I will say this. I'm going to make a big confession. It's not a confession. It might be a confession. It's kind of a personal confession. It's not a confession.
Ay, Papa Juan Pablo.
See, on the show about last week's show, but we'll do that in a few minutes after I give the results, and then we'll make our picks and we'll talk about the fantasy league and we'll do all of that. I'll give the results when we come back, because this first segment with all the NHRA breaking news and everything has been out of control. And, you know, the poker guys are already at the door, too. Last week, we should apologize. We were like going great and the poker guys showed up and we pulled the plug. But
they were knocking and texting and harassing.
Yeah, they were right outside the door. And we had the money man in here. We were talking about the awesome Fantasy League trophy, which we'll be talking about when the fantasy segment comes up. But first, it's time to tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, Marvin and I communicated earlier today. He's getting ready to go to NASCAR in Texas in a couple of weeks, which is going to be very interesting. You think about how that went down a couple of years ago when Brad won the championship and how these races are factoring in. There are now 8 drivers and 4 advanced. That's That's a big deal. The 50% of the field gets cut away.
Well, look at it this way. We're at a point where in the next three races, we could have three of those eight win and have one guy only fighting for the transfer spot.
Yes. No, it's when I make my confession or update, we'll
you don't even know what to call it.
No, I don't, because the confession is just too big. I do have there's it's all tied together. First time listener.
You know, you talk confessions, and I'm thinking of the old man wearing a dress asking me to tell him stuff.
Yes, exactly. Get into the confessional. And now it's time to tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, our great sponsor. Go to the website and click on the banner ad that says RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Since 1976, they've been doing this, and Marvin Rodak is an expert at barbecuing. He makes hot sauces, and he roasts coffee. Now, we got together with Marvin a couple of months back on the Nitro Show. He sent in some bacon recipes, and they were fantastic, and we got to talking. It turns out that they have over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends, and then he blended us our own blend, WFO Radio. Now, do you listen to WFO Radio? Yes, of course we listen. We're listening right now. Do you drink coffee? Well, I would say about 60% of the audience probably drinks coffee. You've got to start the day with some WFO Radio blend. You have no idea what you're missing. It is fantastic, and it certainly keeps us going. Right before the show, we tried another one of the specialty blends called Bang the Blower, and Giovanni is like fired up.
Ah!
He's loving it.
Tweak!
They're all specially grade coffees representing the top 5% of coffee grown in the world, and every order is roasted fresh. So if you make an order, they will then roast it fresh, which means it is absolutely perfect. Limited edition, seasonal, and rare micro lots from farms that produce less than 10 sacks a year. And they have exotics as well from Jamaica, the Sumatra Kopi Luwak, the Panama Geisha, the Australia, the Puerto Rico, the Hawaii, the Kona, the Maui, Wowie. They've got it all.
Come on, I want a Leia.
They have all the exotic coffees. We're talking coffee here, folks. But also the hot sauces. If you're going to make an order, you got to go online, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, and you will see a phone number. They are now taking telephone orders to better serve you. 817-924-6821. Definitely like them on Facebook and Twitter so you can get all the updates of what's going on. But call Marvin. Hey, Marvin, this is what I got going. I got an event. I got a party. I have a retail store. I want to put your hot sauces in there. What's the way? What do you think? And Marvin knows a lot of stuff about hot sauce, about barbecue, about grilling, about coffee. And he can put you on the right track. Tell him you heard it here on WFO. 817-924-6821. You could even talk a little NHRA, a little NASCAR. 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
This is WFO Radio.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now. Redline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
We are back. We are now back. WFO Radio Ignition. I want to thank a lot of people out there for sharing the show. Things have definitely been ramping up on WFO Radio. Many people know that WFO Radio started out as a project. Wow, I clicked on the fan and it's like a tornado in here. I didn't really mean to put the thing on 11. Why don't you pull that chain one more time?
WFO.
The thing is, it's we do it all. WFO. Clicked on the fan. Boy, fans have been in the news a lot this week. There you go. Thank you very much there, Giovanni.
What, somebody act irrational at
way to save
game
the
again?
Day. No.
At a sporting event?
Go Kansas City. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. They're down one already. I don't know if it's going to work out.
They'll win tonight. I don't know if it's going to work out because, you know, the Giants, they have something.
Yeah, they do. They're like a mini dynasty.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. They don't have any superstar players. They just find a way to win.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. It's like not about superstar players. It's about winning, and they're doing it. It's pretty crazy. But, again, talking about WFO, we have the snake on. We have a whole bunch of stuff. The WFO T-shirts are flying off the shelves. It's been very interesting to add this element to my life of shipping and receiving guy. And seeing the people who go on the website, who click the order, and...
You're the shipping manager now.
I'm in charge of shipping and receiving, but there's more
shipping.
Well,
there's really no receiving, that's why. It's kind of like a shipping.
And the people who went online and bought shirts, I got to say, Bobby Graham got a couple, Rich and Saugus, like everybody is getting them. But there are names who are not like... listeners that make themselves known. There are people buying the shirts that are these names that I've never really heard for and from at all, like new names. The people who have been listening to the show.
Like people that are just listeners but don't actually call, like the 99% of radio audience that listens and never calls.
Yes, which is great. The fact that people are going to be out there rocking these WFO Radio T-shirts, and I say it in the little blurbs, while supplies last, because it is one of those deals. We will get more. We have the design now. The design will be made, but there will be... We're not a big mammoth corporation here yet. At some point, we will become a big mammoth corporation, and we will hire a CEO who will then fire us both while we sleep and lock the door and escort us out. But until that happens, you know, these things are going to come in batches and groups, and if you want a WFO Radio T-shirt, I would act now. And... let's get them out there, man. Let's get everybody wearing their WFO T-shirts. It'll be like casual Friday.
WFO Friday.
Exactly. See, we're building something. I also want to say what's up to Mike Burke and someone else who sent in self-addressed stamp envelopes for stickers.
Hey, where'd it go, Mike?
I hadn't been over to the P.O. box in a long time, and I said, let me go to the P.O. box, and sure enough, there were envelopes in there. And if you want some WFO stickers for free... P.O. Box 848353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084, care of Castello Media WFO Stickers. P.O. Box 848353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084. But if you really want the stickers, you don't even have to put a stamp envelope in the mail. You can just buy a WFO t-shirt and...
we'll shove a bunch in the envelope.
That's what I've been doing. I've been sticking the stickers in the envelope with the t-shirt.
Dude, you're a genius.
I think it's the nice thing to do.
You're a marketing guru.
I think that our listeners understand that they are a part of a secret society. And they...
if this was Shark Tank, I'd be trying to make a deal with you.
Yeah? What's the deal? I'm ready.
Well, you know how a lot of people, they want to do a deal with Cuban and stuff.
So. No, I'm the guy, huh? I'm the guy who wants to be on Shark Tank. We have a podcast. We have X amount of unique IP addresses every week. It would be funny to see Mr. Wonderful just rip me to shreds. What are your numbers? Oh, here we go. Here we go.
All numbers, right. Numbers.
Back to the results. Because we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. The poker guys, they're coming. Poker Action Line, here they come. It's kind of taken on a new thing. And the thing that was the worst about it, folks, is we share a studio with Poker Action Line. You can get them on iTunes. You can go to Poker Action Line Radio. Listen to the show. Big Dave and Joe, wonderful men, love poker, and really are knowledgeable, incredibly knowledgeable. And the way we've got it worked out is they come in after Ignition is over. Usually there is an hour buffer in between the two. But since we opened the phone lines... and Money Man was here, and Gio was really, really late. All things that just happened by coincidence last week. Poker Action Line was, we were backing up to it, which is not a problem, except they had two guests in studio. Both of these dudes are wearing...
Suits. Yeah, no, the guy was wearing a suit, like full button-down shirt, tie, and a jacket. He just took the jacket off when he walked into this scorcher of a studio that we work in. Can you turn the heat down a little bit?
Reservoir please? Dog style.
Yes, except it wasn't white and black.
Yeah, but they, you know, gamblers, here to talk poker. And so we were, you know, we had to scramble. It was an interesting situation. All right, here are the results. The Geico 500 at Talladega, a race that I deemed excellent. I enjoyed the heck out of it. I have, other than the result, for my driver. Brad Keselowski wins the race. You heard Brad. Matt Kenseth second. How funny. Strange bedfellows, right? A week ago, they were fighting in the alley. And on this given day, it was beneficial to Matt Kenseth to push Brad that final push, which he would have won anyway, but still, to victory.
Yeah, he took a slice of the humble pie and said, if I push Brad to victory, I'm in the chase. I continue in the chase. If not, I could be out.
Clint Boyer third. Landon Castle fourth. That was your C-driver play. Ryan Newman, fifth. How about Ryan Newman, guys? Ryan Newman, this guy. Ryan Newman could win the title.
Well, he finished, what did he come in?
Fifth.
Well, he came in sixth, seventh, and fifth in the three previous races now.
That's how you do it.
That's how you advance.
Let me give the results, and then I'll get to what I was wanting to get to. Travis Quaffle, sixth. Seventh, Kurt Busch. Eighth, Marcos Ambrose. Ninth, Kevin Harvick. Tenth, Casey Mears. 11th, Joy. 12th, Casey Kane was eliminated. Was he eliminated previously? No, he was eliminated. 300 cars were eliminated. Austin Dillon, 13th. Reed Sorensen, 14th. Cole Wood, 15th. Michael Waltrip, 16th. They didn't say his name once all day. Kyle Larson, 17th. 18th, Denny Hamlin. 19th, Danica Patrick. Danica Patrick, I had such a knockdown, drag-out argument a couple of months ago over Danica Patrick. And I'm obviously the defender of Danica. I defend Danica. I am not an apologist, but I just defend her because others are not fair. Danica drives to the front, goes up, passes the six-time champion, Jimmy Johnson, and takes the lead away from him. But she's not a good driver. That anybody could do that. Any driver could do that. Anyone could have done that. The only reason she did it is because she has a superior equipment. But, you know, Kurt Busch didn't do it.
And Tony Stewart didn't do it.
And this is in the closing laps of the race. And so I'm on there and I'm like, Danica. The broadcast team did not mention her name. They did not say, Danica Patrick takes the lead. They did not say, Danica Patrick and Jimmy Johnson going wheel to wheel for the lead at the Geico 500 at Talladega in the playoffs for NASCAR. They ignored it.
Well, I think at the very end, right before she lost the lead, Dale Jarrett did mention something about, well, and look at Danica.
Oh,
she just had the lead there.
Yeah, afterthought. Total afterthought, absolutely. You can go back and listen to the audio, but it's an embarrassment. Come on. This is supposed to be...
I think it's kind of funny.
Well, what are they doing? Why? Why are they doing that? So Danica loses both ways. If Danica does nothing and they talk about her, it's because she's just a girl in a bikini. And if she goes to the lead and they don't talk about her, it's because she's a girl in a bikini. That's wrong. That's just downright wrong. When driver A goes up and passes Jimmy Johnson for the lead at Talladega, you're supposed to say something. It's not just an average move. It's a big deal. And when that driver is a super well-known personality, it's even bigger. Here are the drivers looking at Danica's rear end. But in conclusion on that, though, Danica falls back to 19th when it's go time, you know, the green-white checkered. And on the restart, she just gets gobbled up, and that's it, a 19th place finish. Had it stayed green, Danica could have had a top five. But instead, she finishes 19th. And the naysayers go, see? She stinks. Doesn't deserve to be there.
A lot of guys got gobbled up in those restarts.
Undeserving.
Too.
It's just, it's a bit of a bummer.
Jimmy Johnson.
Brian Vickers, 20th, looking at Danica's rear. Carl Edwards, Ryan Blaney, AJ Allmendinger, Jimmy Johnson, eliminated. Greg Biffle took out Dale Jr. Jeff Gordon. Jeff Gordon squeaks through. That was like, eh. Martin Truex Jr., Josh Wise, David Gilliland, David Reagan, Dale Earnhardt Jr., 31st. Let me give the rest of the results and then post-mortem on Dale Jr. Trevor Bayne, Terry Labonte, Tony Stewart, Jamie McMurray destroyed my fantasy team. Those two, 34th and 35th. Those are my guys. Big mistake. Paul Menard, 36th. Michael Annette, 37th. Mike Wallace, 38th. Eric Almirola, Kyle Busch misses advancing.
Eliminated is the proper term.
Eliminated. You have been terminated. Michael McDowell, 41st, J.J. Yaley.
So you had who? You had Jamie McMurray and who? Paul Menard?
Tony Stewart.
Oh, okay, so you had 34 and 35.
Yeah.
I'm not crying for you.
Why?
I had Almirola and Kyle Busch on my team, 39 and 40. Oh, take that. You like apples? you like them apples?
Those are great apples. Dale Earnhardt Jr. misses the deal. Has the still
thanks,
the,
hippie. Thanks for recommending Almirola.
The season of his career since 2004. Won the Daytona 500, which means it's a victory of a season regardless, but won several other races as well and competed to the round of 12 in the chase. But in the three races, had three terrible races. And thus does not deserve to advance. Last week on this show, like, can I blame Steve Letarte for that? Like, is that, like, who takes the blame? Who takes the blame for that? Seriously.
It's
is it
a whole effort.
Does
no,
Dale Jr. take the blame?
Well, look.
Is this an indictment of Dale Jr.'s driving
stick
ability?
Stick shift breaking, nobody's fault. Talladega is a crapshoot.
And Kansas.
Well, Kansas blew a right tire, hit the wall.
While leading. So is that an indictment on his
that
driving talent?
Definitely not, and neither is last
no,
week.
No, no,
and this
be
week,
let's
just
be fair. There's a lot of people out there, and I know who you are, that have been calling out Dale Earnhardt Jr. for your whole lives because you hate him. So this is it. This is an indictment on his driving talent and ability, right? The pressure was on, and the guy failed. Three races in a row, he choked. Clearly not. This is all deep sarcasm. The guy was bringing it, and the racing gods, just this was not the year. Three bizarre things. Now, he was not going to advance at Talladega because they was not in position to win. But the way it all went down, three terrible races. Last week, I was making an argument about the points and bad finishes should be minimized, like how badly they hurt you. And I still believe that that is something that could be looked at. That Jimmy and Junior were really, really far back. Even though Kyle Busch was out of the race, they were just in another zip code in terms of points. That some more excitement could have been generated if they were a little closer. That having been said, I'm going to go back on that and say if that tweak was made, I wouldn't be against it. But the way it is right now, exactly as it is, if it is never changed, if this is just the way it is, I'm okay with it. And that's the confession. That's the deal. I'm going back on what I said last week.
The confession that you had a change of heart
after
I argued my point.
It wasn't because of you at all.
I know it wasn't because of me.
I listened to the show most of the time.
No, I think it was we.
And
we
I listened to my own points, and I ended up disagreeing with myself.
I think it was my brilliant analysis that I told you that if anybody had two at the point, it was two bad runs in a row. That no matter the point system, if you have two bad runs, like you don't really deserve to get in.
That,
and especially if you have three bad runs.
The big part of it. Well, if you have three bad runs, you definitely don't get to advance.
It doesn't matter the system. You're not coming back from three bad runs.
And really, if you have two bad runs, you don't deserve to advance. That's really it. You just don't.
Yeah, you just had bad luck at the wrong time.
It doesn't matter whose fault it is or why it happened. That urgency, that, you know, Steve Letarte, whatever was going on with the shifter, you got to live with it. You were eliminated in your final season as a crew chief because some parts failure.
Yeah, that stinks.
But that's
racing.
How it is. And I'm okay with it now. Going through it, feeling it, living it, understanding it, watching it. Nobody can give you a true assessment of what's going on because we've never been through it. And so it's all like suggestion and a guess. Like, what is it going to be like? Even right now, we're at the round of eight. We don't know. Jimmy Johnson took it like a man. Dale Jr. took it like a man. Still a great year. They will continue to race. They have been eliminated. They felt the sting. You know what? That sting is good. It's good that fans like me, like all the Jimmy Johnson fans, that fans of Kyle Busch, that they feel the sting because now the chase really matters. Last year, the year before, the chase was a collection of 10 races and whoever had the most points at the end of the 10 races won, but no one race was really like that vital because it was spread out over 10 races. Now, doesn't matter who you are, what you do, what you've done, what you will do, you've got to put three races together. And you got to be better than four guys. Period. End of story. You know who was better than four guys? Matt Kenseth and Ryan Newman and Joey Logano and Kevin Harvick. And Brad Keselowski was in the same boat. He was right there with him. Same boat. I'm about to have had a great year and go home. It's over. Except he won. He won. Jimmy didn't win. Dale didn't win. Kyle Busch didn't win. Brad won. So what happens? Brad advances. That is cool. That's how it's supposed to be. These guys are no longer... The racing world through this has been and will be altered. Going out and getting a good run and having a good race. Having a good year. It's going to be micro-focus on this round that we just saw, the round, the contender round. I think will as when this plays out, again, this is just a guess, the most important round. Because now you're at the grade eight. If you have one bad race, right, the grade eight, we're going to cut away 50% of the field here. And then those guys will run for the championship at Homestead Miami Speedway. That's going to be dramatic.
It's exciting.
It is. It's exciting. I love it. I'm loving it. My guy got eliminated, but hey, those are the breaks. What are you going to do? And the other confession I was going to throw out there, and I thought about this the other night, and I just decided, you know what? I'm going to go with it. I'm going with it, Gio. You ready?
Yeah, hit me.
This is probably ill-advised, because I know you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about. But maybe someone out there... The other day, I binge-watched five episodes of Utopia on Fox. And I felt dirty about it, but now I'm telling everybody. So there it is. It's out there now. I've said it. And if nobody knows what that is, that's probably all the better. It's this crazy reality show. It's on TV now. It's the next generation of Survivor. These people go to this place, a farm.
Is that the one that they're tied together?
No.
Okay.
No. They're on this farm, man. They're on this farm, and they're there, and they're living, and they're creating their own civilization.
Utopia?
They're like a cult, and they're on there, and there's cameras everywhere, and there's these people that are deliberately selected because they don't get along, and they have to form a system of government, and they're governing themselves, and who's, like, stealing the money? And the point is the politicking behind the backstabbing. It's like It's like the worst actors of Survivor. Much worse. Like, if you want to see people backstab someone 1 second after telling them they're their buddy, this is the show for you, man. It's like, oh, Gio, you know, man, I got to say, you're doing a great job. I really do. I think this is great. All right, I'll talk to you later. Man, that Gio, he stinks. He is brutal.
He's the first one out the door as soon as I get a chance.
As soon as the show, he leaves the mics all out. So there you go.
Oh, man, are we going to start airing grievances?
No, we're not airing grievances.
What is this? Festivus?
This is a banner day, man. We got the Fantasy League trophy in the house. We got WFO t-shirts on sale. Everything is hitting all at once right now. It's out of control. Going to Martinsville. Going to be fantastic. Let's get into the fantasy score.
I love when a plan comes together.
And now...
yeah, welcome to the party.
The WFO Fantasy League scores for Week 32, Talladega Super Speedway. The weekly winner with 306 points, the Mominator. Mominator 48 wins the week. All right, I can't play too much of that. We're going to have to save that for now that Derek Jeter has retired. And that is the Derek Jeter Colossus music from the Yankee Roll Call show. We can repurpose it in other areas. I think it is a great Fantasy League trophy theme. Mominator, 306. Kramer Power, 298. Patrick's NASCAR Rubbin, 297. Matitude, 20, 296. Lady Oz, 290. DRT, 20, 286. Team 14, 272. Black Ice, 265. NAR, 265. Eastern Competition, 259.
Notice how low the scores are?
Oh, my gosh. Brutal. 306 is the weekly winner.
Ivy.
Yeah. You know what? You need to text the dirty hippie. The fantasy tippy is not here.
Unbelievable. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm telling you the truth, man. This guy.
He
has not done the fantasy tippy. Tell him to get on it. The most points of the week was the Mominator, and she was the biggest gainer as well, up 9. The biggest loser was Super Trucker, who got 0. Super Trucker is out. He has quit. He's thrown it down. Here is the most important part, though. The overall, ladies and gentlemen, you have a new leader at the top. By 18 points, Smothered and Covered has taken the lead.
A 20-point turnaround. He was 2 points back last week, remember? 1-2?
I thought it was 1 point.
1-2. Whatever. 1 point. What have you.
So Smothered and Covered calls in, talks smack, and takes the lead.
And it worked. Way to go, Smothered and Covered.
Pink Powder Puff Racing.
It was your call, man. It was calling in.
What?
It was a good omen that you called in.
Kind of a nasty exchange happening on the in the Facebook group, the WFO Facebook group, which not everybody is a part of, but some people are, posting about it. Team 14 is still... remember the bet between Pink Powder Puff and Team 14?
Right.
That's how Pink Powder Puff got his very effeminate-sounding name. Team 14 is... like 250 behind Pink Powder Puff. He still maintains he can catch and pass Pink Powder Puff.
I would have to agree with that.
And force him to carry an even more effeminate sounding name.
He's 258 behind.
Yes.
You know?
It all depends on what's going on with the driver allocation. Maybe Powder Puff is out of it. He's running out of gas on the backstretch.
But it's 4 weeks. If he can make up 65 points a week, he's there.
Or 1 week you make up 100.
Yeah.
Youper 1 is third, 126 back. 001 Red is fourth, 157 back. Those guys are in it, in it, in it. Northwest Nitro Fanatics, 237 back in fifth. JG24LKB is 247 back. Robertson Racing is 247 back. Team Jimmy J is 255 back. The Dirty Hippies, 268 back, up one. Team 14 is up 5, 274. Miller Man plummets down 5 to 11th. Steve the Trucker up 1. Steve the Trucker, 288 back.
Taking it seriously while Super Trucker just went out on us.
Yeah, Super Trucker got mad that we met Steve the Trucker, and he said, I'm not part of this anymore. That's why we need to make friends with the first-time listener. That's the way we grow. Because inevitably somebody's going to get PO'd by what we say, and we're going to lose them. The idea that we're going to retain 100...
Come back, Steve. Come back. Sorry, Super Trucker. Come back, Super Trucker.
You're not going to be able to retain everybody. It is a show. You know, sometimes people just get tired of it. They just get tired of it. That's why we have to, like, grow and develop and come up with new elements. Giovanni, you're in charge of that. Four Silch Racing is 13th. Kyle Means Petty going Chat 882 is 16th. Up in Smoke is 19th. Rich and Saugus, former champion Rich and Saugus, 21st. The Avenging Abbeys, 22nd. Barbecue Bob, 24th. The Tennessee Money Man down three. Boom, boom, boom. Let's see. Kramer Power, 30th. Black Eyes, 31st. Mrs. Dirty Hippies, 32nd. Lady Oz, 34th. Clearside, 34th. Tied with Lady Oz, down one, whatever. The Man in Brown, 40th. Eat My Dust, that's Mrs. Moneyman, down five. She's a big fantasy player, doing the fantasy football as well. The Mrs. Moneyman, Eat My Dust. Lowe's Chingones, oh my gosh, I got to show you this email that Lowe sent. I'm going to have to devote some time to that in a minute. Lowe came up with his own alternative point system, everybody. It is very in the same neighborhood as the Joe point system. And it's complicated. It's complicated. I don't know how to simply read it. He has offered to come on the show and
explain it.
But all it was, there's like, there's hieroglyphics involved. It's like there's a moon.
All right, not having read the email or anything, I'm just going to go out there and say that if the system is too complicated, it's not going to catch on.
It's like,
that's just right off the top of my head.
The winner gets 22 points plus a 5-point bonus. So total is 29.
That doesn't add up. 22 plus 5 is 27.
I guess there's a lap bonus in there somewhere, too. And he has done... Look, the poker guys are at
genius,
the door, man.
But I could definitely add.
Here, look at this. I'm going to give you this. Look at that shape, the hieroglyphics.
Wow, he writes as bad as I do.
Yes. Any questions? Skype, call me, text me, email me. I'd be happy to elaborate and explain, says Los Chincones. And he should have gotten his WFO shirt by now. He was one of the first to order one. And here's a pick. That's each race and how it would look.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. I think, it's interesting. I invested a whole lot of time in the point system. And, yeah, he attacks Dale Jr. in there as well. But back to the WFO Fantasy League. Geo, down 7, 49th. Fail.
Thanks.
Jimmy Fan, go 48, down 1. Little low. Ooh, gaining on Geo. Let's see. WFO Joe, down 1. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to catch me.
That's not necessarily true. You got 658, I've got 817. You're not out of the woods yet.
Dude, that sounds like 160 points on you, man.
I could gain 30 points a race and just come up short. It'll be great. I'll make you pay. But there it is. The WFO Radio Fantasy League scores. And now it is time for the Dirty Hippies to give the Fantasy Tippy right now. This is the Dirty Hippies with your Tip of the Week. You know, what would Rich say? Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe, F you for beating me in fantasy football. You and Gio back-to-back beating me, and everybody knows that Gio doesn't know what he's doing. Well, apparently neither do I, because I have lost to you guys back-to-back weeks after going undefeated. I guess I had to let you guys in on something. As far as Martinsville, go with whatever driver allocation you have left. And since this is Joe just doing the Rich York Dirty Hippies voice, you really don't want to take any advice from him. This is the Dirty Hippies, and that's your tip of the week. Well, there it is.
Actually, I have a quote from the Dirty Hippie.
Okay.
On strike.
Oh, he's on strike. Why is he on strike?
No idea, but I've been texting him about where's the tippy and giving him the business.
Oh, boy.
And I got an on strike back.
He's on strike.
So,
Well, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah, all right. No problem.
What's
well, thanks.
He on strike for?
Your segment just ended.
Yeah, this is shocking and confusing. The Dirty Hippie is on strike. I'm trying to think. Did I do something to offend the Dirty Hippie other than beat him and the fantasy football league that we have invited him to join in? And I guess not. I don't know. What is it? This is very dramatic. We'll just have to find out. We will find out. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the picks segment. We're going to make our picks for Martinsville and get into that, and then we're going to get on out of here. I want to remind everybody about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Look, you guys are racing fans. You love racing. You know what's good. But the experience of driving a dragster is something that you really want to have on your resume because you will really, really like it, and it is fun and affordable. Several of our listeners have done it, and it's something that you can, you know, you've got to put away 20, 30 bucks a week or a month budget for it so you can do it the beginning of next year. They're going to be around. This is Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Go to the website, open a browser, frankhawley.com, or give them a call, 866-480-7223. Courses start at $399. You get multiple runs, basically a day of activities. And you will remember this forever. Staging the car, doing a burnout, mashing the gas, accelerating to over 130 miles per hour in just a few seconds, about 10 seconds. You will have a better personal acceleration rate than most Ferraris, most exotic sports cars. They're not going to ever accelerate that quick, and it'll be something you will remember for a lifetime. Bachelor parties, work outings, team building, ride and drives, media days, corporations, big corporations that we were attacking earlier. Hey, guys, you want to sell your, you know, you get everybody fluffed up before you blow them out and escort them out the door? This is a great way to do it. 866-480-7223. Tell them you heard it on WFO, and they will let you through it. They go around the country, or you could get your Super Gas or Super Comp license. But if you want to find out more, 866-480-7223. That's Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School at frankhawley.com.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Joe Costello here to tell you about Rodax Coffee and Grills.com. The summer is over. The holidays are coming. The winter is coming. Make sure you can wake up every day in the cold winter with a cup of Rodax Coffee by going to Rodax Coffee and Grills.com or give him a call. Marvin Rodak, a big WFO radio listener, NHRA fan down there in Fort Worth, Texas, 817-924-6821. They have got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom special blends like WFO Radio Blend or Bang the Blower. It's what everybody's talking about. Get some for yourself. All specialty grade coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown in the world. They're all roasted fresh per order. And there are limited edition seasonal and rare micro lots of coffee available. They've got exotics like Sumatra Kopi Luwak, Panama Geisha, Australia, the Hawaii Kona coffee. They've got it all. Get on the phone, 817-924-6821 for Rodax Coffee and Grills.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist. I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Hey, this is Joe Costello, and we'll be back to the show in a second. But first, I want to tell you about CompetitionPlus.com. There's a reason CompetitionPlus.com is the leader among drag racing electronic magazines. Their trained staff is always on alert and always asking the tough questions. The end result is hard-hitting drag racing journalism with up-to-the-minute reporting. For over a decade, CompetitionPlus.com has been a pioneer as drag racing's go-to source for the latest in news, race coverage, and high-quality photography. Their trained staff thrives on getting the inside stories, and their columnists study their topics before they hit their first keystroke. When it comes to covering the races, they leave you feeling as if you've actually been to the race. CompetitionPlus.com is an honest-to-goodness, free drag racing magazine, published by the most passionate of drag racing fans, who just happen to be journalists. Don't wonder what's going on in the drag racing world. Be in the know daily. Log on to CompetitionPlus.com. WFO.com.
WFO radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO store to order yours today.
Hey, racing fans, this is Big Dave Lemon, the host of Poker Action Line Radio. And I know you guys are big racing fans, but you probably like poker as well. So why not tune into a great poker show featuring interviews with poker stars and some of the greats of the game? That's Poker Action Line. You can find it on iTunes by searching Poker Action Line or pick it up on our website at PokerActionLine.com.
WFO.
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 Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO.
Take me to the action. Take me to the track. Take me to a party if they're threatening in the back. I've been working all my life. Can't afford to wait. Let me call my wife so I can tell her I've been late. I want to ease it.
Vegas, baby, Vegas. It's that time of week once again where the WFO Radio handicappers pick you winners. The perfect chase is a thing of the past, and we missed another one there, Giovanni. How did we not pick Brad K? How did we not pick Brad K?
Well, I think I'm going to say I guided people in the right direction with my picks.
Yeah.
I looked up and down the board, and I said, okay, I'm taking Dale Jr. and Jimmy Johnson, two guys that needed to win.
Yes.
I just went with one of the wrong guys
that
needed
to win.
Yeah,
we should have made sure to pick all three of those guys. It's a bit of a bummer that we were unable to see what we needed to see.
Well, I did see what needed to be seen. I think you guys picking behind me dropped the ball, and no one said, well, Brad needs to win. My analysis was correct. I picked two guys that needed to win. I just picked one of the wrong guys.
Yeah.
You guys didn't pick the guys that needed to win, so I'm going to push blame over to the rest of you losers.
Well, we're not accepting the blame. At least I'm not. I refuse to accept the blame.
I think if anybody was listening to my analysis and when they went to the ticket window, they would have said, oh, well, Gio didn't pick Brad, but he said he's picking guys that need to win. And if I was at the ticket window, I would have picked Brad there.
Oh, okay.
But since we can only pick pick one guy, I would have thrown a couple bucks on Brad, too, is all I'm saying.
Well, I agree with that 100%. 100,000%. I totally agree with that. And so there you have it. But right now, we're moving on. We're moving forward. We're doing another thing. Hey, look, I just got an email that says I won $2.1 million. Should I click on it?
No.
No?
No. Stay away. Stay
but this
away.
Guy, he's in
Dude,
Africa.
That's a Trojan.
He needs my checking
oh,
account.
Oh, it's an email. It's an email.
He's going to put it into my checking account.
Let's go, because I got in the mail the Ed McMahon one.
Oh, really? So that's real. This is,
yeah.
This is, no, this is
it
a guy.
It says I'm on the preliminary list to win $10,000 a week for life.
Well, this guy in, oh, really?
Yeah.
Can I get $100? Yeah.
Well, if let me put it to you this way. If I win $10,000 a week for the rest of my life, I'll be happy to throw you $100 a week for the rest of your life.
All right.
How about
that's
that?
Good.
Is
that's
that
good.
Fair?
No, 10%. Not really. Actually, I'm going to try to.
1%.
I'm going to negotiate for more. I'm going to hold out on that because I think that I bring more to the table than $100 a week. You know what I mean? But anyway, let's get into the results or of the odds from William Hill, the home of betting. And by the way, just for those who are following up, the Dirty Hippie is on strike.
Yeah, no, he sent me this. He said on strike. Then the next answer was strike. And then the next one was when I told him, don't be mad. He put, I hate you both. You die now.
Yeah, he's a crazy man.
Well, that's why we love him.
All right. But before we go any further, we've got Bob Smith out there on the line going to join us for the pick segment. Bob,
hey,
welcome.
Hey, way to go live.
Hey, guys. How are
you? Great to have you live. We are well. It's unfortunate that my driver was eliminated last week, but I'm ready to press on.
Well, it was a very interesting, and the pressure, I think, is really exciting.
You're loving the system.
No, because I think you and I both know that when you lose the 6-time champion and you lose the 11-time most popular driver, there's going to be changes.
See, I don't know. Like last week on the show, I heard your rant, and I agreed at that time. But since then, I have changed my mind. They did not deserve to advance. And
true.
Like in what world did they perform well enough to advance?
What hurt, quite honestly, is that Brad won.
Unless you're a Brad fan, then you love it.
True. But if Brad had lost, then you'd have lost the guy that was dominant all season, the most popular driver, and the, you know, the six-time champion. They all going out in the same round wouldn't have made sense to anybody.
Interesting.
But with Brad winning, now, oh, look, you could still advance. You know, it was because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. And you know what? I have to give Jimmy great respect. Just his answer, you know, we did what we were supposed to do. We just didn't get it done at the end. I thought was a great response because he did. He led a lap. He led the most laps and just couldn't get the win.
Simple as that. And there are very often there are football teams that have the best record that
18-1, baby. 18-1.
And something happens. Well, at least they made the Super Bowl, though. They go into the second round of the playoffs and get bounced. And that's just how it is. And you know what? Whether they're the New York Yankees, clearly the most popular, significant sporting franchise on planet Earth with a great, rich history, and, of course, Derek Jeter and Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio, Babe Ruth, all these greats, Reggie Jackson, Lou Gehrig, you know, and Tiffany NY that people know as far off as, you know, China, even they are sometimes eliminated because they do not play well enough.
That's true.
And if that's the system...
True. If they're going for that feel, then I think they've achieved it. Because how many times, like in baseball, has the regular season champ not advanced?
Well, yeah. How about this year? We have two teams that made it out of that single wild card elimination playing for the championship.
Yeah, and the Nationals.
Exactly.
They had the best record in the National League. They lost, so I think they have captured that feeling. Whether people are going to accept it or the Dale Jr. fans going to just tune out, I don't know. I won't. I'm going to watch. He might win a race. But it's very.
But that kind of stuff happens. I'll give you a stat I heard today on the radio that in baseball, since we're mentioning, the last time the team that won the National League, that had the best record in the National League and won the World Series was the 1995 Braves, almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, there's randomness in the playoffs. So.
In 1996, they had the best record as well, but they were beaten by the New York Yankees.
Well, the team that won the most games ever was it won 114 or 116. The Seattle Mariners got eliminated in the first round by said New York Yankees.
Wow, there you have it. Woo!
So they have created what they were looking for, the uncertainty of the playoffs.
They do.
The only thing I would say, Bob, is I don't think there's any system
that
Dale Jr. and Jimmy Johnson, with the runs that they had 3 weeks in a row, would have advanced.
True. They had a very bad run. There's no doubt about
they
that.
They did. They stumbled is what they did. It's like in the Olympics when, what's her name? Lolo Jones is supposed to win, and she comes out and she stumbles in front of everybody. And that's it. No, you just lost. That's it. The Olympics are over. There will not be another Olympics. You have just blown it. You've lost. And that's what happened. It's the new deal. 3 races, not 10 races. You either make it or you don't. And they didn't. And it's just, it's hard to take, but that's the heartbreak of sports. Time to give the odds. You ready?
I'm ready. Go for it.
You wrote them. I have these updated ones, though. I hope they're the same. Jimmy Johnson is 13-5. Jeff Gordon is 13-2. Kenseth and Kyle Busch are 9-1. Denny Hamlin, Brad Kay, and Kevin Harvick are 10-1. Clint Bowyer is 12-1. Dale Jr. is also 10-1. Joy is 9-1. Those are the drivers that are available for our favorite pick. Now the dark horses. Wow, huge jump. The lowest odds dark horse is 25-1, and that's Carl Edwards and Casey Kane. 30-1, you've got Kurt Busch. Jamie McMurray is also 25-1. At 35-1, you've got Ryan Newman. 40-1, you've got Kyle Larson and Tony Stewart. At 50-1, you've got Greg Biffle and Brian Vickers. 100-1, you've got Martin Truex Jr., Austin Dillon, Eric Almirola, and A.J. Allmendinger. At 150-1, you've got Marcos Ambrose. At 300-1, you've got Danica, and the field is 100-1. That's all drivers not yet named. Bob, you go first, although we did not pick a winner. Have at it.
You've got it. You know, looking at this race, do you go with the guys that continue on, or do you go with the guys that historically have done well at this track? And I looked back and forth. I went Jimmy, Jeff, Jimmy, Jeff, Jimmy, Jeff. And it just seems to me that I believe in Jeff enough not to go with him this week. So for my favorite, I'm going to go with Jimmy Johnson. I think Jeff's still got a shot to win this championship. I just don't know if this is the race he's going to do it in. You know, yes, both of them have 8 wins at this track. They know how to win here. You've got the Hendrick horsepower. You've got all the excuses, I know. But I just believe that Jimmy coming off last week is going to show, hey, you know, remember me, I'm still the 6-time champion. So I think for my favorite, I'm going to go with Jimmy.
That's very interesting analysis right there. Jimmy Johnson shows the championship pedigree and immediately responds to the letdown with a victory. That would be very telling.
I think so, too. All right, from my dark horse, like you said, I mean, you got to really go to the dark horses to get down there. And I'm going to go with a guy that right now is at 50. When I picked him, he was at 40. I'm going to go with Greg Biffle. He's got some pretty good races here. I looked at some of the other guys. I just didn't feel as comfortable with them. I know I've thought about Ryan Newman because there's been a lot of talk about him. But you know what? I just didn't feel it, as some of you guys talk about. So I'm going to go with Biffle as my dark horse.
Bob Smith takes Jimmy Johnson at, 5-2, and Greg Biffle at 50-1. Next up was Tommy Noodle, scheduled to go second, but Tommy will not be participating this week. Did we lose Bob?
No, I'm here.
Oh, my goodness. Next up is Jimmy. Who's this guy? What's your name? Jimmy Johnson. Take it away.
Oh, I wish. Anyway.
Giovanni in Miami.
All right. We go to Martinsville, from the biggest track to the shortest track. And what can I say that Bob didn't already say? I looked at the odds up and down, too. And I think Bob is 1,000% in picking Jimmy Johnson. He looked like he had the last race won here in the spring. Kurt Busch got by him with, what, like a 10, 11 laps to go? But great pick, Bob. I'm going to go with the other guy you mentioned, Jeff Gordon. He's still in it. He's been close. I think he gets his win, and he cements himself to Homestead for his fifth championship. This is the year that Jeff Gordon gets number five.
Don't say it. Don't say the drive for five. That's a jinx.
No, I didn't say that. I said this is the year he gets number five. One for the thumb.
All right.
As an old Steeler fan would tell you.
So Giovanni takes Jeff Gordon.
Yep. And I can't find my odds sheet. So off the top of my head, I remember that you had mentioned that I think was Joey Logano like at 15-1 on that original odd sheet I saw?
No. This is the updated odd sheet that Bob just sent out.
Whoa. What do you mean updated odds?
Bob just sent it out a little while ago.
All right,
I printed
all right.
It was right at the top of the email list.
You know, I was looking at that Joey Logano at 15-1. Looked great earlier in the week. Those of you out there should have plunked a few bucks down on that.
Oh, I'm going back to that old sheet. Where is that one, Bob? I'm going to go pick that.
But
I've got it
here
in my hand.
And the odds, too.
I'm going to go with a guy that's still in it. Chase races are won by Chase drivers, as Brad K. proved last week. Give me Newman as a long shot. Thank you, Bob.
There you go. Bob Smith making the odds.
Making your picks.
Making your picks.
Thanks,
I like it.
Bob.
So you took a Newman. Okay. You like tap dancing, folks? This is what it's all about. First time listener? Come on. You love it. All right. I am next, and this is a very interesting thing to me because I feel as if these races are going to be the most significant. Because if you win one of these, you advance to the Super Bowl is really what we're talking about, right? You advance to the Super Bowl. If you win this race, you are in the championship. You are one good race away from winning the championship. And so who has got a great opportunity to do that? Well, Jimmy Johnson, of course, and Jeff Gordon, of course. But I am going to go with the other Mr. Martinsville guy, Denny Hamlin. Wouldn't it be just so Denny to kind of be sleepy under the radar all year long? And, oh, by the way, I'm in the Super Bowl at Homestead Miami Speedway. So give me Denny Hamlin at 10-1. And I'm loving my pick. I really am. And now the dark horse. You know, there's a lot of different things that could happen here. I actually like the Ryan Newman pick. I like a lot of these picks, but I am going to go with Kyle Larson because Kyle Larson is going to win a race before this year is over, I think, and why not this one? So give me Kyle Larson at 41 as my dark horse, and those are the picks. I take Denny Hamlin and Kyle Larson. Gio takes Jeff Gordon and Ryan Newman, and Bob takes Jimmy Johnson and Greg Biffle. How about that? Bob, great job.
My pleasure, guys. Hey, enjoy the races because they have just been getting better and better and better.
Haven't they? This is just tremendous. I'm really liking it. It's a shame for Dale Jr., but he had a great year. He did win the Daytona 500 and go deep in the playoffs. That's really good. Good year.
I agree. He had, like you said, but when it counted, he didn't perform.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's the whole playoff idea that NASCAR was going for.
Letard's fault.
You know what? They should fire him.
They
Get rid
should.
Of him.
Blow him out. This new guy they got coming next year is going to be the real goods. Letard was, you know, he was good enough. He was the mentor that needed to get Dale Jr. to the next level. But clearly, the car wasn't there, Bob, right? Under this guy?
The last couple races, you'd have to say no. But, you know, you can't pick on Steve. I mean, he does a great job. He gets the car ready. And just, you know, racing luck happens.
Now,
what I also find interesting, though,
yes.
is if you close your eyes when Dale's talking now,
yeah.
he's starting to sound just like his daddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, close your eyes when Junior's talking, and you can almost hear his dad talking.
I can't wait. I love that. That will be good. He's got that beard and the hat on backwards and the sunglasses. This guy's like doing full Duck Dynasty. It's crazy. All right, Bob. Hey, Bob, I'm going to be out in Vegas in a couple weeks. Are you going to be there?
And yes, I will.
Oh,
you coming up for the
SEMA.
NHRA?
SEMA show.
Oh, okay. Even better.
So we'll have to hang out.
Sounds good. We'll do dinner on you.
All right. Sounds great.
All right,
Bob, thank you.
My pleasure, guys.
Bob,
enjoy the races.
Bob Smith, William Hill, the home of betting. And those are the picks for the Sprint Cup goodies. Headache shot. 500. Easy money. I want some one time. Studio.
Hello.
Is this the Dirty Hippies?
It is.
You're on the air.
Great. Great news.
So Giovanni says that you're on strike.
Yes, I was, and then you sweet-talked me back into coming back on.
Ah, see? First of all, it's not sweet-talk. It's just, business speak. But, you know,
they try to pull me back in.
The listeners, they can't go without the Dirty Hippie Fantasy Tippy.
I'm still not talking to you, Gio.
Okay.
You disgust me.
He's just very, very upset. Listen, this doesn't have to do with the Fantasy Football League, does it? Because, come on, you know, it's only two games that you lost. It's no big deal.
No, that was charity.
All right.
I can write that off of my taxes at the end of the year.
Do the fantasy tip, please.
Why? Why should I?
Because we've got a battle. We've got a fantasy battle. We've got an 18-point lead by Smothered and Covered. Has taken over from
the only thing I have to say is I looked and I was going to do this whole thing on allocation, and the two top guys don't have any starts with anybody left. They blew everybody out.
Oh, really?
So I think somebody's going to come back to the pack to them.
Maybe you? Do you think you're back in it?
Not me.
No?
No, but... If anybody's got any starts with Larson or Dylan left, they're going to gain probably 40, 50 points down the stretch here, a race, because they're going to have to use Danica or Justin Allgaier or, you know, who knows, Travis Quappel. I mean, who the hell's going to pick him?
So you have studied the team composition of the drivers in front of you.
We always talk about allocation.
Who is best position? Let's change your role, Rich. Let's just change your role right now. There's four races remaining. You are no longer giving the fantasy tippy anymore because by this point, people don't need tips anymore, okay? You hate doing it, and we don't need you to do it anymore. We're four races in. What I would prefer you become now is an analyst to handicap what is going to happen among the teams that are remaining because this – you've seen the – have you seen the trophy, Rich? Have you seen it?
I have.
Right.
It's fantastic.
So you know what we're talking about here now. This is all of a sudden a very serious game. This is a big deal, and someone's name is going on that trophy with my name and your name and Money Man and Rich and Saugus' name. Who's it going to be?
You have admitted that Rich and Saugus won.
Yes.
Because last week you said no way.
No, and I apologize for that.
You're ganging up on the Riches.
At the start of the show, it was one of the first things I said that I apologized to Rich and Saugus for not acknowledging his fantasy league championship.
Okay, here you go. Youper won. They don't have any Dylan or Larson starts either.
So which of these teams is best positioned with allocation?
I'll tell you what. I'll have to do a little research this week and get the boards full and I'll have a full analysis come next week with the three races to go.
But I think that is a great thing.
Well, Team 14 thinks that he can come up and catch Pink Powder Puff. They have a little personal thing going. They're the ones that gave each other the funny names.
Well, there was quite a there was an incident with a nightmare.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Week, that turned into a big thing.
It got a little ugly for a while.
Yeah, I don't know about that kind of stuff.
No, you don't have social media. No, but it did. It did. I saw that, Rich. He had Team 14 had a nightmare about all his cars crashing out, and apparently a lot of people.
Well, here you go. Team 14. They have three starts left with Larson and Dillon, so they're pretty much in good shape going through the end here.
Wow.
They got three starts left with Logano, two with Keselowski. I mean, it's
you see, he's been saving the allocations. Three
with Harvick.
Good.
That's the team looking so far.
Team 14, huh? He's in 10th, 274 out. That's just too much territory. Not to gain on nine guys.
When you are starting Travis Quappel in the last four races, you can gain 200 points very easily.
That is very interesting, says Rich York of the Dirty Hippies. It opens up. And you know, Rich, like someone's name, yours is going to go on the trophy four times. Four times your name is going to be on the trophy. The Fantasy League trophy created by Cold Hard Art specifically for WFO Radio and the wide open Fantasy NASCAR League. The four-time champion, Rich York. Rich, excellent work. Thank you for coming off strike.
I will say I'm probably going to pick Brian Vickers this week, and he has screwed me all year long, so you should probably steer clear of him. He's probably going to knock down the wall or blow an engine on lap two, so don't pick him.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Rich. Great job.
All right. Have a great one, guys.
There he goes. Rich York, the Dirty Hippies, weighing in. We changed his role just like that. We flipped the script on the air here. And there you have it. Now, it's time to go. We got to roll on out of here, because guess why?
It's time to go, that's why.
You know. But a couple of things that I did not mention that I want to mention. One, Danica and Kurt Busch are going to swap crew chiefs and road crews. So that is interesting news. The 10 and the 41 are going to swap teams. They made this change to evaluate our program and get a head start on 2015, says Greg Zipidelli. That's fine. I think that's a cool thing. The Danica storyline headline from a couple weeks ago. Remember I said something about Stenhouse being snuggly?
Yeah.
And I refused to talk about it because I just saw the headline. That was a story on the new Derek Jeter sports website. They got Danica to like come clean on her relationship with Stenhouse. And talk about how she loves snuggling up with him, but lots of times she's angry at him. And it was actually a much better story than I thought it was going to be just by reading the headline. The fact that it was on Jeet's website maybe swayed me a little bit. But she's what she talked about...
You're such an apologist.
For Jeet?
Yeah.
She talked about having kids. I have never heard Danica. That's the whole point of Jeter's website, is that athletes will tell Jeter things that they won't tell other people. And I know he's not doing the interviews, but they got Danica to go there. Children. Does she want to have children? And the answer she said was yes, and that they, her and Stenhouse, are talking about it. And that she realizes that the clock is ticking. And that's all stuff that
you
haven't gotten from anyone else. And so I, you know, go back and look at the article about Stenhouse being snuggly, because there was a lot more going on there. I think they chose a very bad headline on that one, because I learned a lot. I learned a lot.
Well, maybe they need to learn how to write better headlines over there.
Maybe they need better headlines. Like, give us the real deal. Give us the real deal, Holyfield, if you know what I mean. All right, man, that's it. That's all I got. You got anything, Gio? Got any tools?
Yeah, I got a whole toolbox full of tools.
So the answer is no.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen to Poker Action Line. They're our great friends. They use our studio, and they're great on poker. Thanks to Rich York for coming off strike to do the hippy tippy. Thanks to Bob Smith for calling in live. Check out Nitro. Listen to the John Force audio. Download the app. It's free. Get yourself a WFO Radio t-shirt. You know, on the Nitro show, we just mentioned there's t-shirts. Get one. You'll like it. On the Ignition show, I feel like we can afford to be a little pushier. A little more pushy. About WFO listeners need to be rocking these t-shirts. And, Gio, you've seen it. You like it?
I wear mine every day.
Do you?
Yeah, it's all stained already. No, I'm just kidding.
That's not funny.
Well, I've reached maximum density, and you'd be surprised at how fast my clothes get dirty now.
Oh, well, the food is just eating
it's
the slop.
It's not the food. It's just everything.
When
I keep bumping into stuff.
When you have it, when it's time for a feeding, you go out of control.
I wouldn't go that far.
No. I don't know. That's what it seems like. And, hey, a big happy fourth birthday to the Gray. Happy fourth birthday.
It's not today.
My little nephew. But by when he hears this, tomorrow it will be.
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to do it, folks. Send us your email, call us in, do the whole deal. Los Chincones, we'll talk about your point system next week. See you next time right here on WFO Radio.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.